This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash, and
this is MIA. That stands for Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. And I am right here with two of my favorite idiots, Jimmy E. and Mudbug.
Better get this right. It's MIA, Music, Idiot, and Alcohol. Just not is the idiot. And then we're here.
Just remember that he said that we were his favorite.
Or don't make me go back.
My favorite idiots.
Don't make me go back and change it.
I choose to go with that we're his favorite. Period.
Idiot. Oh. That's what I said. I said favorite idiots.
I don't care what you said.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been a very interesting day.
It's still better.
Hello, folks. Thanks for joining us. I don't know. Do we always thank them for joining us?
Probably a good thing.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, we want to thank y'all for listening to MIA right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. The more the merrier.
You're welcome.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I appreciate
it. We'll see y'all next week.
it's good to be here.
Oh, and I wanted to apologize in advance to everyone because our episodes normally come out on Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk to the
department finger over there.
And for some reason...
Let's talk to that department.
Yeah, let's talk to the... So
it's not even the finance department. It's not the art department.
No, it's not
the finance department.
We got to talk to Big Plush.
It was the Big Plush department.
The Big Plush department. Didn't even know we had one.
And Big Plush put the episode on the particular site that we had to put it on for it to do its distribution and everything. And he normally schedules
the releases.
And of course, we got in the whole...
The new releases,
And we got in the whole discussion of what we were going to call the episode because we were at a quandary is what to call it.
we finally settled on
turn the radio down, I can't see where I'm going or something like that.
Yeah, I can't see.
Yeah, turn the music down, I can't see.
Yeah.
So we settled on that, and then I guess when I changed the title, put the title on there.
So in realistics, that would probably be my fault because it took me way too long to answer that text.
Of course, sure, we'll go with that.
Of course, it's always your fault.
So it's all not fault.
I take back what I said.
That was not.
It was not fault. Okay, I got you.
We're not on video, so they don't know who actually said it. Okay, it's Mudbug.
It was Mudbug. Yeah. So anyway, but it came out. And I didn't, and then not text
me. So it came out like 2 days later.
Yeah, not since. Did that episode come out yet? Because I haven't seen it. Let me check.
I got a message from Ohio.
Oh, you did? From our Ohio listener?
Regular Ohio listener is like, hey, what's going on?
It was a Jeremy.
Where's my, and I'm like, you know what? Let me find out. I said, I know we recorded it. It should be there. And then I looked, and I was like, okay.
It wasn't there.
It's not there.
It wasn't there.
So, yeah.
And I was doing my 9 to 5.
He was doing his Pilates.
Doing my 9 to 5.
You sure it's 9 to 5? I thought it was 9 to 9.
I'm doing my 8:30 to 5:15. And, and I went, I'll have to check when I get done. And then so I did. And then, yeah.
You got two computers.
No, one I have one computer, job. Two monitors, and then the other computer is in the other room. So I have two offices.
Maybe you should bring your other computer in here. That way you can just look over and keep track
of what
you've
seen this studio.
I mean,
I barely have enough room to turn around.
Yeah.
Just for you, Big Plush.
if he puts another computer in here, you'd have to sit out there.
Well, I'd have to add another fan, too.
How do you feel? Well, at least, we know
it's already
hot in here.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's
hot. No, it's not.
Well, folks, what did y'all do this week? Y'all, as I say.
Look, as soon as you say it, the phone starts ringing. People are calling in already.
Well, that's what was my intent.
Because you said y'all.
936-333-1843. Let us know what y'all been doing. Maybe we can discuss that for a minute.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Call in right now.
Earlier, we talked to Will Carter. We did that for a little while.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. That was interesting.
Interesting.
Over the phone interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that spawned a whole other podcast, I think. But
that's going to be funny.
With the Will Carter.
Yeah,
the
Will Carter. That was funny, though.
But that's a good time. And so if any of you folks that do listen to MIA and you are in the Conroe area, we will be
at the table of Madeley on...
At the table at Madeley.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said of.
You said of.
For some reason, you say of all the time.
The table again, of Madeley?
Frank it's is a table gonna, at Madeley.
Okay, Frank the table gonna, at.
Sorry, Frank. We keep trying to tell him, and he gets it wrong.
So we're going
to
be there.
Be the table at Madeley of Conroe.
Something like that. That's right. We're going to be there.
But it's of Conroe.
Yeah,
for good. The Will Carter Show. That'll be a great time. And, you know, don't be scared. You can come up and say hi. We're super down to earth. There's a reason.
Yeah.
It's because we're infamous.
Because Bug is short.
That too.
Works. works for me. I'm short.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Isn't he the shortest one in the family? No, Mom is.
Yeah, mom's definitely mom's shorter.
Yeah.
Not by much, but...
I think our sister's the tallest.
Yeah. Might be.
She has become that, yes.
So the baby is the tallest. Used not to be, but then I shrunk.
You know how it is.
I know,
you
get I shrunk. Older,
you get older, you shrunk.
They say chicks hit their growth spurt later in life.
I know, I shrunk. As soon as whenever I landed on my head on the asphalt in that motorcycle wreck,
yeah. It took,
we call it.
Did it take 2 inches
it,
off?
We call it, pushing a rock with his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took a little height off my neck.
He tried to push a boulder with his face.
Yeah.
And you can forget about trying to stand up straight.
But he looks so much better.
I get dizzy and fall over. If I was a quarter of an inch taller, I'd be dizzy all the time.
It's all the plastic surgery.
He looks so much better now, folks.
Baby,
I know. I grew up.
I'm beautiful.
That's why we call him the face of Texas Radio 1.
Sorry, y'all got to look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody had to do this for a job.
Right, do this job.
Job. All right, so what kind of M's you want to talk about today? We don't have any A's to talk about. I'm drinking my regular Twisted Tea.
If y'all get my on alcohol this of the music, day. This
I had stuff
thing.
And I'm looking for it, and I for some reason
I'm
for the
wondering
life of
why
me,
you're staring at
I have,
your phone.
I have 5 emails that I have to look through. And oh, hey, I got song submissions.
That's work. We don't care about that.
People's
right.
all crazy talking. About that yeah. Trace Beardos interview we just did a little bit ago.
I know, right? And I've right. got I can't find the stuff that I had that I wanted
oh,
to
my
go over.
Goodness.
And I went. Lord have mercy. Of course, if I wouldn't get so many dang emails every day, it would be fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, just a reminder.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, we sent this song to you 6 weeks ago. Are you playing it yet? Do you listen to the station? You know who's playing it.
I know,
you
would right?
have to send me that email.
I like the ones that say, please play my song. And I'm going, we've been playing it since you sent it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I just sent one of those emails.
They just,
I did just
send
one of those.
They have so many things that they have
I mean,
to
how,
do.
How many radio stations can you listen to?
Right, exactly, yeah. So I guess we were talking earlier about the Texas Country Music Association. All their nominations are out.
They are. The nominations are out.
The top 4 or 5 in each category have been announced.
It's time to dwindle it down to, what, the top 3, right?
Don't they no, do? This is... No, it goes to... when it comes to the award show, it's the top 3.
Right, but right now it's voting on, there's like a list of like 5 or 6.
There's a list of 5 each. So in each category, I think there's 4 or 5. And then from there, it's voted in and they announce the winner at the shindig in August at Billy Bob's.
Right. So so this podcast is not nominated, right?
No.
It sure
not.
Should be.
And, I don't know how that happened.
And we missed out as a radio station as well. So
I think we missed out by like one nomination.
I demand a recount.
I think...
We should start texting so we demand a recount.
I demand a recount.
Because if they
no, I don't want a recount. I want to revote.
Because then if they recount, recount it, we're probably still going to be one short, but we're going to be the winners.
I never was a big Lyle Lovett fan. You know who Lyle Lovett is?
Oh, Lyle Lovett, yeah.
That dude is... It's one ugly critter.
Mr. Velcro hair.
He's doing it. He's fixing to do a little... I saw his name just the other day.
Well, he's still doing music.
He's doing something with me.
But, I ran across, and I totally forgot he did this song. But he did a song that just... And I absolutely love it, and it's called... Oh, that's right. You're not from Texas. I don't know why I had that, but it just struck me as funny. Oh, that's right. You're not from Texas. So in other words, I don't care what you say. That's right.
He's doing something.
You're not from
Texas. He just reminded me of, he's doing screw something. You. We're from Texas.
Yeah, there you go.
Screw you. It's, we're from Texas.
What's that?
He's doing something with Ray Wiley Hubbard.
It must be the song I'm talking
and
about.
And I just saw it on Facebook. Is the reason why I'm curious. I mean, since you brought it up, just because I saw his face. And it's these 3 hours. And I can't remember the other ones right now.
I don't
know. Knows who they are, but I had to bring it up, and he knows exactly who they are. I'm not really familiar with Ray Wiley Hubbard and the other guy, which I know you are. We saw his name earlier. When I say earlier, I'm talking about yesterday.
That's earlier.
But
earlier than
anyway, but
earlier
yeah.
than now.
I'd have to go back through here and try to find it on Facebook, I guess.
Oh,
so.
Man.
I give up. I can't find
one. Much for that whole dedicating it to memory thing.
I know, right?
I don't have one.
So I saw that... I guess Jennifer Redding, she like threw out there, I guess, did she do a photo shoot with Jesse Dayton? I saw that. Something.
Jesse.
Ow, hey, don't.
You're welcome.
Kick my microphone.
Jesse Dayton has a new album out.
Right. But he's doing like a tour.
He's
right
doing
now.
A, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I sent but that, that, to that you. Photo, yeah, you sent that to me. Was that, that was, photo, was that Jennifer Redding? Did she that take was, that
I
photo?
I think Red took that. Her husband. Jennifer's husband. Red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Red is her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the photographer. We met him at the Sawyer Park. He's the one with the long white beard.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was there. She was not there that night because they had issue with dog or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I got you, I think.
But, yeah, he's the photographer.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. That's a great picture. I thought it was awesome.
It is a cool picture.
But I haven't seen Jesse in person in forever, so.
Yeah.
Or Jesse Dayton, folks, by the way, that's who I'm talking
about. Yeah, he's got a new album out. I wish I could remember what the name of the album is right now, but I cannot. Something about blues. Anyway, so
yeah, I don't remember either.
He's got a new tour.
It's not Johnny Blue Skies, we know that.
No.
That's
Electric Light Orchestra?
No.
Oh, that was Mr. Blue Skies.
No. I love how when we start talking that stuff just floats right out of your head. Like, I can't think of a name now.
I love how when y'all start talking this kind of
Sturgill
stuff.
Simpson.
I just put the microphone down and sit back in the chair because I have no clue what you are talking about.
We're talking about music. We weren't talking about movies yet.
Yeah.
But you're talking about music I have no clue about. So
I did watch a couple of really jacked up movies.
And what was that? What'd you watch, Nat?
I did watch Nefarious.
Nefarious.
That's what I meant. Nefarious. Nefarious. Nefarious, not Nefarious.
It reminds me of Uncle Harry.
Oh, man.
Don't spit that beer out, Bug. Don't spit it out, Bug. Swallow. What was that word that he always would. So we have an uncle that was a preacher, Pentecostal preacher, and he swears.
Uncle Harry.
He swears that at times that he would pronounce words wrong, just to make sure that people were listening.
That was his excuse.
That was my excuse. He was preaching one night about something on the perimeter. He kept saying the perimeter.
The perimeter.
On the perimeter, and people were going, "What in the world is a perimeter?" On the perimeter.
He wanted to see if they were going to question something.
Yeah, he just wanted to make sure everybody was listening.
Yeah.
Perimeter. And then we finally realized, he's saying perimeter.
Perimeter.
Gotcha. Anyway, Uncle Sonny.
So what was, how R. do you R. pronounce it again?
Nefarious.
Nefarious.
That's Uncle Harry.
That's what I called Bug last week was nefarious. He Uncle. Said notorious, and I said nefarious.
Yeah, nefarious. But it's a...
It's Uncle Harry.
That's what I said.
Yeah. When you go back and listen to the recording,
what'd
you
I
said
say?
Uncle Sonny.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Sonny wasn't a preacher.
He said Uncle Sonny, RIP. He's like, I know what you meant, but Uncle Sonny is different.
Yeah.
It's Uncle Harry.
Yeah, Uncle Sonny was...
You had it right at first, and at the end you said...
Other side of the family.
Uncle Sonny was not a preacher.
Not a preacher. No, he was a policeman.
He's a popo.
Yeah. He was a policeman for a long time. He was the long arm of the law.
Would that be what you call an earthly preacher?
Hey, but his...
A preacher of the earthly laws? Or
maybe, I don't know.
Spiritual laws.
But his... His son is still a police officer.
Yeah. Is he still down in Roseanburg?
Yeah, out in Fort Bend County.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the only kinfolk I know that live down here that we're related to that I've never met.
The last time I saw him, I was 12 years old. So that'd be 60 years ago.
I still remember whenever Not and I were in.
Did you just say 60 years ago?
60? No, 50 years ago. I was going to say. Start saying, I'm not that old. I'm not 72.
I was like, damn.
I still remember, Not and I, we were coming out there from the back there in the woods when we lived for a brief while.
I can't math.
And we were coming to.
No, you can't.
We were making a road trip. We were on our way over here to Montgomery County. And we were sitting at that convenience store gas station right there at the corner. You turn on 59 out there. Never met the guy. I'm talking about the police officer, but we were right there in that parking lot. Something was going on, I remember, but the police showed up there and were talking to us. And then, I'm telling you, I still remember that the police were talking, and I believe it was Sean's, and then it came up just because they knew our name and we were related to him. The guy, they just said, oh, y'all be safe and have good, and we drove off.
Well, what happened is we stopped at this convenience store. It's a Circle K back in. Might as well have been a truck stop on 59. I almost said 1959. On 59, south, way south of Sugar Land. And I'm using a payphone, folks, payphone. I was on the payphone, and a motorcycle come up underneath 59 on this whatever FM road that it was, and he hit the curb.
32.
And he hit a curb, this guy on a motorcycle, and it's in the middle of the night. It's like almost midnight when this happens, and he hits a curb, and he wipes out, and he all over the place. It was ugly.
Ooh.
Well,
yeah, it was bad.
We all took off running over there to help this guy on a motorcycle, and then I realized, wait a minute, somebody needs to call 911, right? I was on the payphone. I hung it up to go check on him.
Right.
And I ran back to the payphone, dialed 911, ran back over there. We helped this guy up. Whatever we do, you know, we're not up, but you know what I mean. We do that. The cops show up. We're sitting there. Cops are taking statements, and then they got us just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there and waiting.
Yeah.
And they come over and talk to us, ask us like three questions, and they'd walk away. Off. And finally, I remember I was like, "We're in Rosenberg."
Yeah.
My cousin that I haven't seen since I was like four is a cop in Rosenberg. I'm like. And finally, I was like, cop walked over and asked us like two more questions. He's like, okay, yeah, just hang out right here. We'll be back in a minute. And I'm telling you, we've been there for hours. It seemed like hours.
Yeah.
And he went to walk away again. And I was like, hey, man, let me ask you a question. He goes, yeah, what's that? I was like, do you know so-and-so-so? And he goes, yeah, that's my captain. I was like, well, will you tell my cousin I said hi next time you see him? He goes, oh, he's your cousin? I'm like, yes, sir. Just tell him hi next time I see him. He goes, okay. And he walked away for 2 seconds, came back and went, oh, y'all are good to go.
Y'all are good. We know how to get a hold of y'all. Whatever y'all are good, go ahead and go. So we had to stand there this whole time until he did that. And then,
well, there you go. I was like, I called the police department the next day going, hey, thanks for getting me out of that. He's like, what? No, just
sometimes it's good to know the king.
My boss is your cousin?
I'm like, we were so tired of sitting there. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
But we so were in yes, a hurry. Yes, we were back in a hurry to the nefarious. Actually, so how did he pronounce it in the movie? Oh, you didn't watch the movie.
I didn't watch the movie.
I think the original pronunciation actually has an M in it after the F. There's like a nefarious actually, but that's Latin. Anyway. I liked it.
Did you?
I liked it. I hated the very ending, like the last probably 3 minutes of it, you know? But the movie's very interesting, and I could see how, like, some church-going people wouldn't really like it. But, I mean, I think, I don't know. I like it. It's because it's about demon possession.
But it was written by a...
I think it's a great
couple of preacher boys, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I thought it was.
I'm going to assume, because at the end of the movie, they do this whole thing about nefarious, you know, the guy goes on like a TV talk show or whatever at the movie, and he's talking about how he wrote this book about this situation that he was in. It doesn't say that it was a true story. It doesn't say none of that. But it says, you know, that he wrote a book about this situation.
Ah, I got you.
And it's called A Nefarious Plot, is what the book is called. But he wrote it in a different context than what the guy wanted it written, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but I thought the movie was great for what it was. And I didn't expect it. I thought it was going to be this boring as hell, Class B bullshit, you know, horror movie.
Yeah.
And not that it's a horror movie, because it's really not.
It's supposed to be very suspenseful.
It's not really a thriller either, but it's a suspenseful kind of, right. You don't expect what you're getting. And yeah. The acting was good. And like I said, except for the last probably 10 minutes, 5 minutes maybe. I didn't enjoy the last 5 minutes of it. It needed a different ending. But I thought it was a great movie.
2023. So. And I know the actor that played the lead part, or that played the dude that was, he was good.
The possessed guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. And he looked so familiar to me, and I couldn't figure out who he was. I was like, I know this person. This person, you know, not knowing, but you know what I mean? Sean knowing from something
Patrick
else.
Patrick Flannery.
Yeah. I've seen him in other things or something else that he was good in. But I couldn't place him. And he did a great job. He played, the both sides, because, you know, it kind of portrays him as being schizophrenic or whatever you want to say. Great movie. In my opinion, if you like that type of movie, it's a damn good movie. It's not a horror movie, though. It is a suspenseful.
Yeah, I'm not a horror movie. It's called a horror suspense film. I'm not a big.
I wouldn't call it horror. It's horror not movie horror
fan. But that is one that I have wanted to see. I was trying to figure out who wrote this movie,
and I would assume that it's more like a you know, hour and a half long advertisement for the book, if that's true, because the book would be called Nefarious Plot.
It said it was written. It's purely fiction. It's a word.
Purely fiction. There you go. So that's it. But it's a great. I think it's a great movie. It's crazy how few people are actually in that movie. You know what I mean? Like the whole movie takes almost.
Yeah.
Almost the entire movie takes place in a prison cell.
Yeah, and it was an independent Christian film,
and it's recorded. Well, not a prison cell, but
really?
A cell for like doing interviews. Or, you know, a family.
Right.
Like what they do, the sit-down talk.
The stainless steel bolted-down picnic table.
Right,
I know what you got to talk to your lawyer. Yeah, right. You know? That kind of room.
I was trying to see.
Great movie. I thought it was awesome.
I wanted to see who wrote it. I was trying to look, and I can't find who wrote the movie.
I actually didn't think I was going to enjoy it. I figured I'd be done in 15, 20 minutes.
Carrie Solomon, Chuck Konzelman, and Steve Deese. And it was directed by Chuck Konzelman and Carrie Solomon, two of the writers.
Yeah, but if those guys could have done something about the last, you know, 5 minutes of that movie.
Yeah.
So I didn't like the... It really didn't tie nothing up, you know what I mean?
Really?
The last 5 to maybe 10 minutes of the movie, just cheese
to me. So we've been doing a thing in our house with our two school-age children that are still with us. For over the summer, we've been doing, every week, we've been watching a scary movie.
Scary movie.
Yeah, so of course, you know, with an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Like, you mean like Scream?
No, not that. So with an 8-year-old and 10-year-old, you know, we've kind of been picking. The first one we watched was Signs.
Oh, yeah, Signs.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I love that movie. And I remember.
He's got a lot of good movies. You know what movie really, really sucks that he did?
The Avatar movie?
No, Lady in the Water.
Oh, that was horrible. That was horrible.
I'm like,
I really liked, my favorite, of course, was.
I was like looking around going, did I miss something?
My favorite, of course, was the one with Bruce Willis. You know, where I see dead people.
Oh, yeah. What was that called? Sixth Sense.
Great movie. He'll never top that one.
That was a good movie.
And
I really like The Village.
About that Village.
I like The Village.
I love The Village.
Oh, you say his name is the only one I know, and everything you're talking about is the only one I've ever seen.
Well, The Village was like the third one. So he did The Sixth Sense.
No, he did Lady in the Water.
He did Signs. And then he did The Village.
I know The Sixth Sense one briefly.
And then Lady in the Water, which was horrible. Or was Lady in Water in between?
I'm thinking Lady in the Water was the very first one.
I think it was
the first one.
And The Sixth Sense, that wasn't it a little boy that was always...
He's the one that sees dead people.
And didn't
Haley Joel Osment.
Didn't he end up playing in some TV series?
He's been in several different movies.
He's in some long-drawn-out TV series that played, or a sitcom, whatever you want to call those kind of things. But
he's done several movies since then.
Okay. Anyway, but that's the only I didn't watch it. I'm just saying, but I've seen the picture of his. Yeah.
I like M. Night
Shyamalan. You can stop that now.
That was, a good movie.
The problem with Mr. Shyamalan is that he's kind of like, to me, he kind of takes on the
flashbacks.
Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Yeah. Abrams.
So he's got a great story.
No clue how to end it. How am I going to end this? Oh, yeah, let's going to make this green guy. Oh, anyway. we were watching the movie, and we were laughing because we were sending text messages to our middle daughter, who, whenever that movie first came out, she was like 8 years old.
Oh, Signs?
So we watched it with her.
She was all freaked out.
And that whole episode with the birthday party that's on video, you know, freaked her the fudge out.
Yeah, she was not good with
and
that.
We were laughing, and she was laughing with us. We were texting back and forth about it, and you, yeah, that scene just freaked me out.
Signs was a good movie. Yeah. It was I think about M. Night is that, or Shyamalan or whatever.
Shyamalan.
He's over most people's head. You know what I mean? Yeah. His thought process is over your head.
Well, you know, so, movie.
And I think sometimes he tries to dumb it down so that we can.
Well, you know, that a movie that like had, had the potential of being a really great movie was Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
And just about the time the movie starts to get interesting, it's over.
Yeah, but all of that stuff.
They spent all that time in the beginning setting everything up.
And then it was so. What they call it? What do we call it? Anticlimactic.
And then, but now I never saw the sequel to that, which was Split. Mr. Glass.
No, not there was no Mr. Glass.
No,
Mr. Glass was in Unbreakable.
Yeah,
I don't remember Mr. Glass.
That was Mr. Glass was
Split is
the
part
protagonist.
Of that, there's like two or three of those shows.
No, I didn't see that one either.
Split's cool.
Split. I didn't see Split.
I really like Split, but those are all that's all based on comic books. So, yeah. And Split is actually a really.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan was Glass.
I like
well.
It. It's really good. I like Split. I don't remember Mr. Glass off the top of my head.
So
right
it was
now.
Called just called Glass, and it basically because you know, Mr. Glass was introduced right. to us in Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, right. Because yeah. Unbreakable was Bruce Willis.
Correct.
And then
and then that's where we see the character
what's his
from
name,
Split first is in Glass.
Yes. Yeah, and he's like got split personalities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and was Bruce Willis in Glass?
Oh, well,
yep,
he should have been.
Sure was.
I'm going to say he should have been.
James McAvoy is the one that plays Split, the
yes.
Split personality. Yeah.
And he does a great job.
That dude's a freaky actor, man.
And
he's so good.
And James he did, McAvoy. I think his character plays like, I mean, multiple super
personalities.
Multiple
yeah.
personalities. And he did a great job.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that one. I have to watch that one night whenever everybody's asleep because I know none of my family will.
Yeah, it's a little darker. Actually, it's a lot darker than the other two.
I'm trying to remember we watched another scary movie. I'm trying to remember what we watched. It bored me to tears, but the kids thought it was great. I don't know what it was.
Anyway, I watched some other ones too, and that was the ones I remembered.
I haven't really seen a really, really good movie lately. Just haven't. Mm. I watched.
While we talk about all the old stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know who. Who was in The Village, one of the main characters, not Joaquin Phoenix, but the girl. You know who that was, right?
No, I don't remember.
Her name is Bryce Dallas Howard. Which is the daughter of the infamous director, Ron Howard.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah, that's his daughter. And
Ron
she's
Howard
also
from the old...
Yes, from Mayberry.
Yeah.
Opie.
Yeah, thank you.
Multiple Academy Award winning director, Ron Howard.
Yep. Well, I like The Village. I think it was a great show.
And
Bugs
she's a.
A lot of people don't like it because
I don't hate it. But I'll tell you, but I actually watched, out of all the creepiness shows that y'all, I actually watched that whole thing.
Which one? So,
The Village thing.
Well, The Village. Which one?
From the Shyamalan.
I enjoyed it. It was good. Joaquin Phoenix was really good.
I can't help it.
You know what? The thing I hate about The Village.
What's that?
I do have something I hate about The Village. Since y'all are listening. Since everyone's out there is listening. Huh?
The ending?
No, actually.
Reminded him of Cut and Shoot. He's like scared.
Oh my God.
What I don't like about The Village is it is not a movie that you can enjoy watching the second time.
No, because once you've watched it the first time, it's done. It's you over. Can't. All the surprises that, are gone.
Yeah, it's not like even the movie Seven would.
Well, that's a good
Brad
point.
Brad Pitt and
because once you know all these, once you know all these plots are happening, it's like it's not as.
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
sorry, Morgan. Not that you listened.
Yeah, sorry, Morgan.
Yeah, we're not exactly movies.
But we all know I'm a Brad fan, so
I love that movie. I love Seven. I think it's a great movie for what it is.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Yeah. Brad. Spacey, right?
Kevin Spacey's the bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can watch that movie over and over and over. It doesn't matter,
right? Yeah.
You know, because it's just as good every time.
Yeah. Watch.
Village is not that. The Village is so that way. It's so suspenseful. It's so, I don't know. There's something about it that once
you find out what it is, you don't want to watch it again.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch it again.
I tried watching it a second time, and I was like,
if you start it the second time, you want to tell people,
Sixth Sense wasn't that way. Even though I know that, you know, now that I've watched it,
which you're looking at the screen going, how do they not know?
I know the guy's dead, but still, I mean, it's a great movie.
It's because of the way it's done, I guess. And maybe so well. Maybe The Village, just there was something about it that just didn't hit that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, and
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Another movie that's like that for me, like The Sixth Sense, is The Book of Eli.
Oh, man.
With Denzel.
That's a Denzel movie. Washington,
and
buddy.
I'm going through that movie and going, and then I'm going, wait a minute. Wait, he's blind?
No.
That is awesome.
I still say he's not blind.
See, and I say that too, but when I was reading a synopsis on that movie, and according to them, he's blind in the movie, and I'm going, but he's... Anyway, so yeah.
There's things about that movie that I would disagree with, that he is blind. So I would have to watch it again.
It's kind of like there's a couple of times where he has a misstep, bump, he hits his, and he's feeling. Say he has a misstep.
Yeah.
Bumps his foot on the staircase.
Yeah.
And another one when he's, you know, he's just sensing stuff. He's sensing. He can't see it.
Feeling
he's
his ray around the wall.
I have issues with that whole thing because, for one, you remember when they go to the little house?
The house,
Hi, folks listening to MIA.
Yeah, hi, folks.
They go to the little house where the old folks are, right? And she's clattering and serving the tea. Yeah,
the cannibals.
Right? Yeah, the cannibals. So she's like, opens up the back door to let them see something in the backyard.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but a bunch of little graves.
Right.
How would he know they're graves?
Yeah, see, but there's something about that, though. Do they walk down? Do they?
No,
they don't walk down off the steps.
Nope,
right?
They just open the back door, and they're like,
"But he's."
And he goes,
"But
oh yeah, no, blah blah blah. They're eating them or whatever, and don't drink the tea."
But I don't think,
you know, whatever, you know, or whatever it was.
But even at that point, though, if you, I'm gonna have to watch it again. I'm gonna make notes, because even at that point, I don't think they give it away, because I don't think he just questions. It's kind of he kind of says it as a question.
I kind of thought it was something, do you see that, or something. And it's like, yeah, but... hey, beat up your microphone with your tumbler over there, buddy. But anyway.
But a great movie. And
it is a great movie.
Yeah. And so, I heard they're coming out with a second one.
I heard they will, too.
But it's... I don't know who's...
Is it got... What's her name in it?
Well, it's supposed to be Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis? Yeah.
I think that's how you say her name.
She did a great role in that movie. She did a really good job.
So you know what it's time for?
Too bad Gary Oldman can't be there.
Who?
Gary Oldman played Gary the bad Oldman. Guy in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Man.
He was good.
Well,
I don't know.
Oh, they didn't kill him in the first one, did they?
Who?
Gary Oldman.
No, but you kind of leave it hanging like that. That's what's about to happen.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but now, Denzel dies.
Right. So
because they bury him.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, we don't. Yeah, because we see him. He's wrapped up in his blah, blah. And
yeah, he's the.
After he's done. Reciting
the Eli
all guy. The books of the Bible,
right?
That he had committed to memory,
because he's awesome
from reading it in Braille.
Goes from the Equalizer to.
Speaking of Equalizer, first one was great.
Yeah,
second one was was good, not as good as the first one.
Mm.
Third one was really.
I don't know.
I mean, it's all right.
I don't know either.
As Denzel. I know. Bug wants to go on a break.
Is it break time, Bug? Is that what you're trying to
do? I think Bug has to go pee-pee.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He has to go make water.
All right.
the water's made. It's got a
well, as always, just so y'all know,
yes,
I'm not Johnny Cash.
He is. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug.
He's the one that has to go pee.
This is MIA, and we're going to take a quick break.
Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
And we'll be right,
back. We'll be right back. Don't go away, because we'll be right back. Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email Jimmy at TexasRadio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email Jimmy at TexasRadio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our spin, Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, so if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the three beards, the Trace Beardos, at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the three beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash. And it's time for MIA. Oh, no. It's been time for
we've
MIA.
We've already been in time. We've already been here.
You know, when you did, I thought you were going to go into the. Sounds like that. And it's time for the Redneck Rewind.
Oh, Rewind.
Rewind.
We gave up on the Rewind.
Yeah. I just too many people when you went in.
Too many people couldn't get it right. Oh, but before we go any further, yes. I am not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Mudbug.
And this is MIA. That's supposed to stand for Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. Sometimes we talk about movies.
We were talking about movies last.
Yeah, so yeah, it's sometimes. Movies, Idiots, and Alcohol.
If you listen to the last one, the last 30
what
minutes.
What are you trying to say?
That was all movies.
That's what we just said, Bug.
And a couple idiots. And
luckily, we didn't ask Bug. Well, he's out of it.
Wow. I don't know about movies. I couldn't remember if I did anyway.
He watches them. He just don't remember the name of it or anything that happened during it.
I just can't. It don't happen.
Yeah,
my brain doesn't work that way.
Well, I did watch a lot of movies this world. I watched several, but that was the only one I remember.
Yeah.
That we talked about already.
I don't know.
And that's kind of over.
So you want to talk about music now?
Yeah. What do you know about music?
Johnny Cash. Do you know his latest album is in the top 10?
Top 10 already?
And he's been dead how long?
Oh.
20-something years?
Yeah. A long time.
Yeah, so his latest, the latest album that they released of unreleased music of his. Yeah, it's already in the top 10.
The latest release of unreleased music.
Yeah, it's a bunch of it's an album of a bunch of songs that were unreleased by Johnny Cash.
Man.
And it's already in the top 10.
No, that's kind of amazing.
Remember we talked about this before, like you know, with Willie Nelson. I know we always how many number one hits Willie's had and how many albums he's actually put out in his, 92 years old?
91.
He's done 75 in it? 75?
70-something albums, yeah.
And all those numbers. Anyway, but...
He ain't feeling too good right now.
But that's one thing about how is it... I mean, just you ever wonder how many songs he actually has written that he has not ever put out?
Oh, yeah. I think we mentioned that before.
We tried looking it up, but...
how many songs he's got written that he hasn't recorded?
Well, we're probably not going to know about those until he's gone, which, I mean, he's probably...
They'll be releasing Willie Nelson songs for the next 200 years. So.
The Nelson family, yeah.
I think he's invincible. He's probably going to live till he's 200.
I know, though, that according to what I read, that even though Willie has had to miss quite a few concerts lately on this tour thing that they've been
doing. He missed the opening night of...
His son has been doing it.
Yes, his son has.
Yeah, Lucas.
I still ain't nobody like him, though. I'm not knocking his son at all, but Willie is the
man.
I'm
going to tell Lucas you said that.
Hey, Lucas.
Well.
We know he listens.
If he's Lucas, if that's his son...
What do you mean, if it's his son? Now you're questioning whether or not it's his son?
But I'm not the doctor that brought him this. I don't know.
Lucas, don't listen to Bug.
All the news and everything they tell me, it could be all fake. They could have just news-like told me, hey, that's his son.
Oh, I guess you're going to say that next at the moon landing wasn't real.
How do we know?
The Earth is flat.
How do you actually really know?
So speaking of the moon landing not being real.
And the Earth is flat.
And the Earth is flat, yeah.
I don't feel like I'm upside down.
Yeah, yeah. Earth Flatlanders is a global movement.
Maybe I do feel like I'm upset.
Yeah, they have followers global. All over the globe.
All over the globe. So speaking of
followers,
speaking of the moon landing not being real, there's a movie coming out about that. Did you see that?
About what? The moon landing?
The moon landing. Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum.
No, I did not see this. Mm-hmm. Is there a?
Actually a whole thing where she's I guess she's like a PR person or whatever, and they actually go through the thing of filming a moon landing in the studio in case the moon landing doesn't work.
It's pushing the theory, right?
That's the gist that I get of it.
Quick pause.
We already did that.
I just
because you're 5 minutes. 4 minutes and 32 seconds late.
Still, it's about alcohol, and I open another one. Pause, make sure everybody knows.
Took Bug 4 minutes and 32 seconds to open a beer, y'all.
All right.
Of course. Slow poke. One, two, three. I'm going to
remember. No, we're
not going to count.
I would say, are we supposed to take a picture of that table?
Don't make me bring out the picture, big plush.
What picture is a big plush?
So I'll still have the picture at the sitting out at the Knott Ranch when you're sitting on my cooler of beer.
I got that picture too.
And you have a whole mound of beer cans underneath you while you're sitting.
Those were not
here.
Mine.
Oh, prove it. You're the one in the picture sitting there on top of all those beer cans and you're guarding the cooler. Make sure nobody else got any of it.
I can probably count on one hand how many Twisted Teas I have had.
Yeah. They weren't Twisted Teas. They were
before Twisted Teas, though.
I will tell you this much, though. I'm going to go ahead and agree. Because I know it's beer that you don't ever drink.
I don't drink beer anymore. Yeah.
Well, it's not dark beer anyway. It's not an IPA. Which you did drink up until recently, but you stopped.
I still drink one every now and then.
But it was lights, Miller Lights, and
they definitely, if that was a Miller Light, you knew it wasn't mine.
That's what I was saying. It was myself and our other brother, not three of us, but Jeff was with us.
Just remembered his name. Miller Light and White Jack Cola. All night long.
Yeah,
and Jeff, we kept throwing them underneath your feet.
Oh, that's right. Jeff was drinking Bush Light or whatever.
Yeah, head for the mountains of Bush.
But we piled all the cans underneath you, and we took that picture, and that was hilarious.
It was a pretty funny picture. I remember that.
Was I awake?
Yeah, barely.
Maybe.
Okay.
It was pretty late.
The night that I stayed there till 3 o'clock in the morning?
It was a night where you stayed really, really late.
Do you remember all the bamboo trees around us at the time? Or were you smart the one when you were there really late and we were on the porch?
Bamboo isn't trees.
Well, I said bamboo tree.
Bamboo, there's bamboo there everywhere.
Okay, the bamboo shrubbery.
Shrubbery. Bring us your shrubbery.
We're going.
Speaking of a great movie.
Oh my goodness! Is it? Do they play music in the movie?
No.
Do you know it?
Yes, I know the movie. It's a great movie.
The music in the movie.
You're French, aren't you? Well, of course we're French. Why else would we speak with this ridiculous accent?
Oh, good times.
Pretty good.
Bring out your dead. I'm not dead. Shut up, you will be.
Give us a minute.
We are the knights that go nee.
Well, that's how it rolls right here on MIA.
Yeah, it's
And Mubbug's trying to figure out, what am I supposed to follow that up with?
I am, as always, at a loss for words.
And it's always right about his turn. It's his turn to talk, and he's I don't know what to say.
I already did talk. I'm done.
So far, this has been a boring episode.
It is boring.
Well, hey, for all of you who think this is a boring episode, vote nay.
Raise your hands.
Everybody raise your hands.
We see it. Oh.
What?
I see that hand.
936-333-1843. Let Jimmy know how bad this episode was.
Why don't we give out Bug's phone number? Let them call him.
Yeah.
936-333-1843. 281.
Next thing you know, they're going to stick that Next thing you know, they're going to stick that phone in my pocket when I leave here. They will be calling me like, oh my God.
It's all Bug's fault.
Will Carter said he's looking forward to your phone calls.
Yes.
Right now. It's the Will Carter. Anyway. But
yeah, that was funny, though.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Yep.
Actually, that was really funny. We left Will Carter. We left Will Carter a voicemail. It was scheduled for us to, just so that the MIA listeners know.
Yes, so they'll know.
They don't listen to Trace Beardos, maybe.
Maybe.
You should.
But if they're listening to MIA, they should listen to Trace Beardos. Trace Beardos is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
It's a little more PG than this. Maybe not this episode, but just anyway. Will Carter was scheduled to do an interview with the Trace Beardos of Texas Radio 1.
Yes.
Today, and so we gave him a call. We called him on the cell phone, we recorded. We called him once. He did not answer, so we went on and played some music, and then we called him again, and he did not answer. So on the second time,
we
left him a voicemail. And unbeknownst to him.
Maybe we should play that voicemail.
So, what's funny is as soon as
we should play that voicemail.
Let's play that voicemail.
You know what's funny is as soon as we finished that voicemail and then we hung up and we stopped with it, and then the phone rang within 5-10 seconds after that, and then it's like,
yeah, so we left him a voicemail, we hung up, and then we started playing some music, and Will Carter called.
Will Carter called.
But it was great. So we had a good interview. Good long funny. Interview. It was pretty long.
Good long. It was a good interview, though.
It was awesome. I'm glad it was as long as it was. I really wasn't expecting it, you know, to be.
Jimmy,
as long
you
want to
play what
we're gonna play the Will Carter.
Okay,
we're gonna play this, leaving him a message.
All right,
you
want to play that real quick right now?
Yeah,
okay, play that real quick right now.
Right now. Here we go.
All 20 of them.
All right, y'all. We're going to try it again. This is Trace Beardos.
Here we go.
I'm
folks.
Jimmy. Not
we
John
are
Cash,
Trace Beardos.
We're going to try Will Carter again. This time he doesn't answer. We're leaving a voicemail.
I still feel like we're prank calling Will Carter. We're whispering it. Will Carter, let's see if he's going to
answer. We should do that. We should prank call.
It's a new
we're
thing.
We're going to start doing it now.
We're going to start prank calling all over Texas.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have.
You just opened up a can of worms, man.
Dude, it's really good. And we're going to start leaving voicemails on every one of them.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have in my phone.
See? But now we have
Texas country artists from all over.
Here we are on the air.
Hey, Will. I'm not available right now, but leave me a message or shoot me a text. I'll be right back with you. Thanks.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
This is Texas Radio 1. Trace Beardos. We're calling you, sir.
You were supposed to answer the phone, Will. This is not a very good interview.
Will.
It was the perfect time between 3 and 4.
Wait, this is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is part of the show
this
right
is part
here.
Of the show.
You're on air right now.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug.
Yeah. And this guy listening is
Will Carter. Will Carter. From the Will Carter Band.
Will Carter.
All right.
Yeah, and we're playing the best country in Texas right now. So since we can't get Will Carter on the phone, we're going to go back to playing more country music. And we may play a Will Carter song, too.
We're going to roll into Will Carter song right now. Let's do that.
Just
call us back, Will. And so, we're back.
So that spawned a whole new thing. So yeah, it's going to be a thing.
So all you Texas country artists out there,
be aware
that have shared your phone number with me.
Yeah.
This is not Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Heads up.
It's coming. It's coming. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Be prepared. We are not scared.
Ain't scared. Be prepared. We ain't scared.
We're going to hear.
Is that a new shirt?
That's Trace another Beard shirt. Does. Be prepared. We ain't scared.
Be prepared. We ain't scared.
Call it prank calling.
Be prepared. We ain't scared.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, another thing on the list of the art department to handle.
Yeah, handle.
When do you really talk to that art department?
Right after y'all talk to the finance department.
Yeah, and yeah.
Okay, well, who do I look at?
Just look at the ceiling. Look at the light, bug.
Why? Run to the light, Carolyn. Run to the light.
Let's get with Roger in HR that. And figure out how we need to handle that.
Yeah.
Maybe Roger needs to tell us who's in charge of that part.
Hey, all you listeners,
yeah,
just send money, and then
please.
Maybe, what are we going to do?
Send money, and maybe we'll make better episodes.
Maybe. okay, only maybe, so, you know.
You send us money, we'll make some merch that's in it to you, and that's good. We could probably do that.
What? What are we going to do?
I said if they send money, we could probably make some merch and send out to them.
Wow. Mudbug says if you send us money, we'll send you some merchandise.
I said probably.
Oh, he said probably. It's not a guarantee.
In other words, well, send the money first. I'm not going to know.
Yeah, so
you can't send me a dollar.
Who's in charge of the merchandise department?
Well, who's in charge of the money if he's just going to like give stuff away?
Oh, wait. I see where this MIA episode's going. Like, we're only 10 minutes into this. All right. Okay, this could be an MIA episode, a business meeting.
How much money do they have to send before you just send them some merchandise?
I'm going to send you 50 cents.
Yeah, that's why I said probably.
Probably. All right, so the latest thing is that...
just so Terry knows, because I said probably.
Probably.
That's Terry.
That's Terry, probably.
Or Sweet Tea, I'm sorry.
So the Trace Beardos show, for those of you who don't know, I put it on the website. You can go listen to the full 4-hour show.
On the website?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How'd you do that?
Put it on there.
Because he is big plush.
It's 4 hours, but...
Yeah. Speaking of finance department, that's costing us a dollar.
He's big plush.
Yeah, it costs us... The websites cost money.
Yeah.
So, we're trying that out to see... it's just an experiment. I'm trying to see how it works and, you know...
It's an experimental...
Yeah.
Yep. ...platform for you to listen to it anytime instead of the 3 times a day they could... or 3 times a week they could listen to the show.
Right. So, yeah, a lot of people say, well, I'd like to be able to listen to that. You know, I said, well, we play it 3 times a week. Well, I can't always listen to the radio. All right. Well, so, but we can't do it as a podcast because we have music on there.
Right, right.
But.
So we have to do it through our awesomeness.
Because we are licensed to be able to play music on
Texas Radio
website. Texas Radio 1.
On the radio website.
On the website. So you can do that. So they can play it on there because as long as they can't download it and stuff. So they can't download it, but they can listen to it there. And I'm only going to put up one episode. That's 1 week at a time.
1 week at a time, folks. If you want to listen to it, listen to it now.
And then once it's gone, it's gone forever.
Yeah, so you can listen to it pretty much. You can listen to it that week until the next one comes up.
Yeah, Trace Beardos is not a podcast. It's not something you can go back to and listen to later.
No, it's a syndicated radio show. Because
it's not syndicated yet, but
it is to one
only
place.
Partially. Yeah, there is a radio station that plays it.
So that means it's syndicated.
There's an FM that plays it, but yeah, it is what it is.
But
you know,
it's the okayest radio show ever.
And it's becoming more and more okay.
In the world. I like the in the world.
Okayest radio show in the world.
In the world.
Uh-huh.
Playing the best country in Texas.
With the most special DJs in the planet.
Special.
Yeah.
Yes, special.
Specials.
That's so special.
Yes, you are. And what you got, Bug?
And we're back.
I saw you out there reading on break.
I did.
You don't have
something
for us? No. What you got?
No.
Are we doing trivia this week or no?
Do you want to do trivia?
I lost all the different things.
Let me borrow your glasses. I don't even know. Yeah, Bug screwed us up last week when he did the whole top 1,000.
He looked at you and he said he wanted to borrow your glasses. Are you sure about you?
No, I don't want to borrow.
Come on, Plush. Tell him. Are you sure you would have borrowed my glasses?
I offered last week.
I am not sure.
I guarantee you still won't see that.
Nope.
I am not sure if I am prepared for trivia this week. We will figure it out. What do you think, folks? Do y'all want to do trivia? Send us a text message right now.
Right now.
Paul Kobson's got a new song out.
Kevin Costner's got a new movie out.
Black on Black.
I can't see anything.
I haven't heard it. I saw that he had one out, but I haven't listened to it.
I listened to part of it, but then the chainsaw started because, you know, I'm having all the trees cut down at the house.
Oh, yeah. So at the ranch. I know why you had all the trees cut down now.
Why is that?
Because you got your pretty new bicycle.
Well, no. That's not why I had trees cut down.
Yeah,
sure. Trees got cut down because they're dead.
Yeah, sure.
The dead trees got cut down because they're dead. That's why the trees.
And I saw the dead Dodge is gone, too.
Yeah, finally talked to him and come getting that.
Yeah, but he left the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks trailer's still there.
Thanks for the trailer.
So far.
So, yeah, thanks for the trailer. We're going to use that sucker. Oh, maybe.
So, Texas Country Music Trivia. As always, we have a list of people to choose from.
All right, well, just pick one and go.
All right. We're going to go with the oldest name I can find.
Here we go.
All right. Hey, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash. Welcome to MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And a crazy tribute. And if you like that, there's more where that came from. All right. First question is for the infamous Mudbug. Mudbug, are you ready? Are you ready for question number one?
He says he's ready. Yes, he is.
Yes.
What name was Buck Owens born with? Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
What name was Buck Owens born with? Byron? Mikeum? Myrum or Alvis?
I'm going to go Myrum.
Go on, Myrum.
That was incorrect.
Yeah, that was incorrect. I'm sorry. I didn't have to hold that up to the microphone, did I? All right. Well, that wasn't it. I think I pushed the wrong button.
Oh.
Did you say Hiram? So it's Byron, Micah.
He still can't read. Got glasses on. Hiram, still can't read.
Hiram. Or Alvis?
He said Hiram.
You said Hiram? Oh, yes. My bad. I apologize. That was still wrong. Two tries. You still get it wrong, folks.
That's just the same one. Just because you pushed the wrong button.
I don't know.
I don't even know what button you pushed, but that was the wrong one as well.
Okay.
All right. Question Next number question. Two. Jimmy E. That's question me. Number two. Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking to do something.
How
really
many letters is in Buck's name?
Is it Buck? That's the way this always works. Bucks?
How many letters add the name Buck?
All right. Buck or Buck was the front man for Buck Owens and the blank, which is, man, these glasses are terrible. These glasses are terrible. Rough Riders, Drifters, Buckaroos, or Wranglers?
Buckaroos.
All right, let's see if that's right. Buckaroos. Oh, man, oh, man. So, in 2005, CMT named Buckaroos number two on its list of 20 greatest country music bands. Don Rich, Doyle Holly, Tom Brumley, and Willie Cantu were the original members of Buckaroos. During the 1960s and 1970 version included Don Rich, Jerry Wiggins, Jerry Brightman, Kurt Singer and Jim Shaw.
And other names
those people
that can't pronounce.
Can't pronounce, yeah.
You know, it's a good thing this is all multiple choice because then you could choose from. Because if we had to actually say, we'd probably get them all wrong.
Well, you know, there is that.
You mean if you just like had to fill in the blank?
But see, you give me multiple, but you can give me multiple choice and I still get them all wrong. Don't you matter?
It's amazing. So you ready for your second question?
Second question.
Second question of MIA.
Come on, stop kicking me in my leg.
You can tie it up right here, Bug. Come on.
Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. Buck Owens Trivia.
Yay.
Four letters.
Question number two for Mudbug, folks. Are y'all ready? Bug, are you ready?
Sure, Grays, I'm going to get.
Everybody listening said they're ready.
Yeah.
All right. In which song does Owen sing?
Are you kidding me? I don't even know this guy. He has a witch song.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else.
Man,
yeah. I'm not real sure. But
this is redonkulous.
Did Buck Owens die before Mudbug was born, or what?
I've heard the name.
Love's Gonna Live Here.
I know nary a bit about this guy.
Under Your Spell Again, Fooling Around, or Streets of Bakersfield.
Wait, please.
In which song does Owens
repeat
sing,
the question?
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else.
Came here looking for something I can't find anywhere
couldn't
else.
Find anywhere couldn't else. Find anywhere else.
And couldn't. The answers were Wookin' Puna.
Love Gonna Live Here. Love's Gonna Live Here. Under Your Spell Again, Fooling Around, or Streets of Bakersfield. Drum roll, please.
Give me the four again. Read those one more time.
Oh, my God. Folks, I got to give it to him one more time. He's begging for them again. Love's Gonna Live Here. Under Your Spell Again. Fooling Around. Or Streets of Bakersfield. You should see the look on his face. He's like, I don't like any of you. Why do we even do this?
Okay, I'll just go with Fooling Around.
Fooling Around. My book says Fooling Around. Yep, that's not right. All right, question number two for Jimmy E. What pseudonym did Buck sometimes perform under? Tennessee Jones, Indiana Jones, Corky Jones, or Thumper Jones?
Tennessee Jones.
Jimmy didn't even hesitate. Did you hear that? No hesitation. Tennessee Jones.
Oh, dang.
And brum, brum. Okay, so that was two questions each.
Yeah.
Jimmy's on top right now. So now we go back to question number one just to see. So it looks like Jimmy E won 1-0, by the way. What name was Buck Owens born with? I'm going to say Byron. Oh.
It was.
I'm wrong too.
Alvis, I think.
Alvis. Alvis Edgar Owens Jr. was born in 1929 to Alvis Edgar Owens Sr. and I can't pronounce her name.
1929.
Buck was a donkey on the family's Texas farm. When Alvis Jr. was 3 or 4 years old, he walked into the house and announced that his name also was Buck.
Buck.
That was fine with the family, and the boy's name became Buck from then on.
Man,
Buck.
They were like, all right, fine.
That's forever ago.
They were like, okay, fine, you're Buck.
But he's from
1929.
Texas.
1929.
He's from Texas.
Our grandfather was born in 1921.
All right, so.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Buck Owens was the front man for Buck Owens and the
Buckaroos.
Oh, did we already fill your
I did
one?
That one.
Oh, yeah, you did that one. Okay.
I missed my second question.
All right. Second question for Mudbug was, in which song does Owen sing, I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else?
Streets of Bakersfield.
Streets of Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
I was hiccuping at the same time I was trying to read that. Sorry. In 1988, Owens recorded a duet version of Streets of Bakersfield with country singer Blitt, which became one of Blitt's first number one hot country single hit.
You know who that is, don't you? Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
So in 1988 is when Buck Owens lost all my respect. I'm just kidding. It's not that terrible. But yeah, so it was with Dwight Yoakam. Number one hot country single hits. Yeah. Anyway,
there you go.
Wait, we gotta settle up the pseudonym.
I didn't listen to him.
That Buck sometimes perform under was not Tennessee Jones.
No,
and it was not Indiana Jones.
No, I guess what was Tennessee Jones.
It was
Jones.
Probably. Let's go with Thumper Jones. Oh
no,
it was Corky.
Corky.
Oh wow, I knew it wasn't Indiana Jones.
Anyway, sorry.
Using the pseudonym Corky Jones. to prevent the recording of a rock and roll tune from hurting his aspiring country music career, Owens recorded a rockabilly record called Hot Dog for the Pep label.
Well,
I don't know. Never heard of it. I'm going to have to look that up. I like Buck Owens. He did a lot of cool stuff. He's got some like cool Halloween treaty stuff that I used to play on the Blue Warrant radio show and during Halloween time. I don't remember the names of the songs right now, but you know, they were interesting. So, yet again, sorry, Mudbug.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Sorry, Mudbug.
I'm learning something about somebody named Buck Owen.
Owens. What I have decided is next time the trivia is not going to be focused on a Texas country artist. It's just going to be random, stupid trivia.
Random. I like it.
So next week, folks, y'all come back. It's going to be random, stupid trivia.
Random, stupid trivia.
It'll be about whatever I feel like pulling up.
Random.
The subject matter will be
stupid random. Trivia.
Yes. It'll be M-I-A-S.
Random, stupid trivia.
Music, idiots, alcohol, and stupid trivia.
What if I refuse to be part of this trivia?
Then I'll answer all the questions.
Then Jimmy will win every week.
Every week.
Right. No matter if he gets it right or wrong.
We'll call a Texas country artist in and have them do
it. Yeah, exactly.
Since it already happened that way, though. Yeah,
and Jimmy will still win because they're not going to answer the phone.
Is anybody else going to answer the phone? Nobody else is going to try to answer the question.
Right.
Suckers.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting day.
It's been a busy day.
All of you don't know, I did buy a new motorcycle.
He bought a new Pooter scooter.
And I had some trees cut down.
A new bicycle.
I made a little more area out there at the Knott Ranch.
So he wanted to be able to park his bicycle out in the middle of his yard so he can stand at the back porch and stare at it.
Yeah.
And all of y'all that are curious, I was at home doing not a whole lot. I was texting people and talking on the phone here and there.
Oh.
That's about it.
When Mudbug talks, we have to stop and listen, or else he throws a microphone at us.
Yeah, and then he won't hear me talking because I threw the microphone.
Such interesting lives.
Hey, you want to do the quick rundown of this? What's it? The TCMA?
Not buys a new motorcycle. You know what I bought?
Association. What?
I bought a new pool vacuum. One of those automatic pool vacuums.
I bought a new redneck pool.
How do you get one of those for your pool?
It's battery operated. Rechargeable. You just drop it down the water and it does its thing.
Where you get it at? I want one of those.
On amazing.com.
Right. Send me a link.
I bet you can get it at Walmart.
Amazon.
Amazing.
It's like we goggle stuff. Or we go snorkeling.
Bonjour.
We go snorkeling for information.
Bonjour.
And goggling. I thought it was goggling. What do y'all call it?
Snorkeling.
Oh, snorkeling. Yeah. Call it
snorkeling. Snorkeling on the internet.
Snorkeling on the internet. I like it. What were you? Okay, Buggy, you got something interesting? Please, God, save
this know.
Episode.
We're going to have to give this up because it's about that time.
The TCMA, just to finish this off with the TCMA quick rundown of the
Texas Country Music Association.
On the thing for the being voted, what the hell
the thing that? For the being?
They're not the nominations, and I can't read it if I shrink it down any further. So I already got it where I can see the names of the people.
All right, so it's the Texas Country Music Association awards the nominations for the Texas Country Music Association awards are out, and they are ready for everyone to vote. So go vote July 1st. Go to TexasCountryMusicAssociation.org and push on the vote button somewhere on
there. O-R-G.
And you can vote. It'll pull up a ballot, and you can vote for best artist, best singer, best female singer, upcoming singer, blah, 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 all these different things. Radio station, DJs, a ton of stuff. It'll go through the whole ballot, and Bug's going to let us know.
Come on. Go.
Some of those things that are available to you to vote on right now.
I'll give you the list of the rundown of what they show right now, which are the ones that are on the ballot. So Entertainer of the Year is Aaron Watson, Creed Fisher, John Stork, Ken Fo, and Randall King.
Vote for Ken Fo.
Man, that's a tough list. Though.
That's for Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer of the Year.
I think you're up for Band of the Year, too. Ken Fo is.
They are. All right, so we're going to go up here. But Female Artist of the Year.
Ruh-roh.
Female Artist of the Year. Caitlin Butts.
Yep.
Bree Bagwell. Kylie Frey. Mm-hmm. Sarah Hobbs. And Morgan Ashley.
Oh, that's a good list. I think Caitlin's going to win.
I think Caitlin Butts going to get that one.
Especially with her latest album that just came out. It's gone gangbusters.
Yeah, she's just like hooked up on this like global tour.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, she's like tour. Well, not global, but she's like going overseas tour. Yeah. That's going to be great.
But Kylie Frey, man.
They're all really good.
I love her music. So good.
And Sarah Hobbs' vocals are phenomenal, man.
Sarah's really good.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm... Morgan Ashley's great too.
Morgan's good.
And Bree Bagwell, she's a showman, or a showwoman, which you're in, but she's
show
really good.
Person.
Yeah, there you go. But the Male Artist of the Year is
Josh
the
Ward.
List is Zach Neale.
Oh, Zach Neale.
Creed Fisher again. So
Adrian, okay.
Darren Morris, Hayden Haddock, and Ward Davis.
So what was that again? What was that?
Male Artist of the Year.
Male Artist of the Year.
Yeah, Zach Neale. Creed Fisher, Darren Morris, Hayden Haddock, and Ward Davis.
Ward Davis.
I'm going to say it's going to have to be Creed. Mm. I'm liking Creed.
Right. Well,
I do like Creed, though. I like Creed.
Yeah.
Right now, along with Creed. And
he's one of those guys on the edge, you know what I mean? I'm an edge kind of guy, so that's just my opinion.
He's a guy that group just seems like getting more of the attention to me now.
Yeah, he is. But he's coming up big in the outlaw scene.
Yeah, that kind of, but... Country Band of the Year, which I think we talked about that on Trace Beardo's earlier today.
Ken Fo and Chad Cook are nowhere in there, right?
Ken Fo is, and Chad Cook both. But it's Country Band of the Year. Mickey and the Motorcars, the Wilder Blue,
and the
Will Carter
the
Band.
The Will Carter Band.
whole title.
Yeah. And Chad Cook Band and Ken Fo.
And Ken Fo.
Those are all good bands.
Yeah.
Those are great. I really think if it's Country Band of the Year.
I don't want to have to vote for that one.
Country Band of the Year and that one right off, because the first thing always in any video things that I see or following them on Facebook or, you know, on internet-wise, I just, Ken Fo stuff is pretty action-packed, and so is Will Carter Band. So that could really could go anyway right there. It's pretty incredible.
They do a good job.
So the other ones they have on the list here is Roots Alternative Artist or Band of the Year.
I don't care.
Which is, I don't know any of this, so it's like. But other than that, it's emerging artist, Matt Daniel, Donis Morris, Jesse Robb Jr., Joshua Ray Walker, and Kate Watson, and
Montgomery Girl.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through the.
Western yeah, no, swing. Hey, man, you know what, folks? Just go to TexasCountryMusicAssociation.org, pull up the list for yourself, and vote for your favorite. Vote for your favorite. It's Texas Country Music Artist. DJs, radio stations, podcasts. I don't remember what all it is.
Yeah, like who cares about the presidential election? Go vote for your favorite band.
Yeah, exactly.
That's as much politics.
Well, it's not voting right now anyway.
July 1st.
And I'm not going to go
president.
Through.
Oh, right now.
Yeah. The other ones I see is all the albums and stuff like that, and see the names. It's like everybody knows who those are, so it's not really. But yeah, that's pretty
all
much
right,
it.
All right, there you go.
That's but those Texas country boys. Not like the rest of them are not. I'm just saying I don't want to go through those right now.
You're not.
And they're not me.
Mm-hmm. No.
But either way, I'll tell you what. I think I'm about done.
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm out of here.
Did you say all you had to say?
Yeah, I'll just run down a little bit. Thank you. I'm waiting on y'all. Just push a button. We're out
this
here.
This has been the okayest
all right.
episode ever.
All right. I'm sure glad y'all were excited about listening as we were about...
One of these days we're going to figure this out.
Don't judge us on this episode, man.
Yeah. Well,
usually our episodes are much more entertaining.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Anyways, I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm not Johnny Cash. And you're not Johnny Cash.
I'm not.
That's exactly right.
Ain't none of us are Johnny Cash.
Correct.
I'm the notorious Mudbug.
And this is MIA Music. Idiots and alcohol. We are going to stop now because
we are signing out. Peace out, people.
Deuces.
Deuces. This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.